To the shores of Tripoli is a line from the theme song of the United States Marines. It harkens back to a time when Thomas Jefferson was president and when he ordered the Marines to rescue some U.S. sailors from Muslim pirates on the Barbary coast of the Mediterranean. According to Bill Federer, here's the backstory. When Thomas Jefferson became president, he received a demand from a Muslim leader that the U.S. pay tribute to the Muslims or face the consequences. Jefferson thought, why are they declaring war on us? We've never attacked them. So we got a copy of the Quran in order to understand what it said, such as the Muslim nations are at war with non-Muslim nations until the whole world submits to the will of Allah. Thus, Jefferson took action to save some of our U.S. sailors captured by the Muslim pirates. Well, fast forward to today. Is there a threat from Muslims to try and take over the United States? It sounds like a radical notion or far-fetched, but Richard Harris, executive director of Truth and Liberty, warns us that Americans must wake up before it's too late. Richard Harris is the host of the Truth and Liberty Show and the founder of Richard Harris Ministries. And his website is truthandliberty.net. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Richard, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to be back with you. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. And I understand there's another website too, richardharrisministries.net.
Yeah, richardharrisministries.com is my personal ministry site.
Okay, so tell us about the Muslim threat. First of all, why don't you respond to everything I just said at the very opening? It sounds almost far-fetched, but, you know, when we look at 9/11 or things like that, we think, hey, you know, maybe it isn't so far-fetched.
No, it's not far-fetched. It's reality is what it is. And you remember, Jerry, back when 9/11 happened and we were being told, oh, Islam is a religion of peace. And no one wanted to dare step over the threshold to say, well, no, wait a second, it's not really a religion of peace, it's a religion of violence, because that would violate our liberal and woke sensitivities and you know, multiculturalistic philosophies. But the truth is that Islam was spread by force and conquest and violence from its very inception. And, you know, they conquered North Africa, they conquered the Middle East all the way and beyond, and then invaded Europe. And that when you alluded to the war, the fight against the Barbary pirates that Thomas Jefferson had to fight, you know, the truth is we've been at war with Islam. You know, the West has since you know, the 9th century or the 7th century, thereabouts. And nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is our knowledge of history, our lack of understanding. So Islam everybody has heard of jihad, I suppose. Jihad is simply the Muslim ideology for the waging war in order to spread Islam. And Islam itself means submission. And then inside of Islam, there's something called Sharia. Sharia is the law of Islam. And the quest, the goal, the ultimate end time objective of their religion is that all the world will be in submission to Sharia or Allah. And it can be, you know, voluntary or by force, but, you know, it's primarily by force and conquest that the religion has been spread throughout history. And then if I might, Jerry, take just a minute to say,
sure.
One of the strategies for spreading Islam from the very beginning, Muhammad learned this from his experience in Mecca, and then he moved to Medina. And in Medina, they used immigration to subvert the city. And so immigration is a key strategy of the Islamic Jihad, where they send folks into other cultures, and then they multiply, and then they end up, you know, they try to be peaceful until they reach a position of 10 to 15% strength, and then they turn violent and become protesting and intimidation tactics and all those things. This has been repeated throughout history. Now we see it, the global Europeans, you know, opened their doors a few years back to this massive immigration of Muslims. They already had a lot of Muslim population, but now it's literally growing out of control. We have many cities in England and in France and in Germany that have Muslim governments, and the Muslim officials, Sharia law is being imposed, and the local governments in those areas don't have the sufficient resources to resist it, nor the willpower. It's an extremely dangerous situation, and we are facing the same thing here as our Muslim communities are growing. They're concentrating. They're erecting thousands of mosques across America, And I could go on and on, but one final note is a mosque is more than a church. It's not really a church. We think of it as a church, but it's not the equivalent. A mosque, you see, Islam is a system of ideology and belief that intends to dominate every aspect of life. So a mosque is actually a religious, political, and even military outpost. And once it's erected, that property is considered Muslim land, never to be surrendered. So we need to learn a lot about this thing and start dealing with it realistically in America.
You mentioned Europe earlier, and here's an astonishing thing. There are people from Britain that are getting punished, even going to jail in some cases, for, let's say, tweeting or retweeting, you know, some sort of text message or message about, you know, the borders and waking up about, you know, Islam and that kind of thing. And then people end up in jail. And so they really don't have a First Amendment like we do, the freedom of speech. They don't have the same kind of religious freedom we have either. And it's almost like, well, you know, Islam is protected. You can't even say something true if it's of a critical nature.
Yeah, it's you know, England has gone pretty full scale woke, and hate speech is you know, commonplace in the UK. And there, last I heard, there were roughly 12,000 people. This is in United Kingdom of all places, 12,000 people in jail because of hate speech violation. And it can be anything from criticizing a Muslim to you know, saying that there are only two genders. And, you know, it's just insanity has overtaken England. And, you know, we don't here, if we close our eyes to this, I mean, how much more notice do we have? Our closest ally in the world is being subverted by Islam. A young man from England attends the Bible school connected with the ministry that we are a part of. And he was telling me that there are, they call them grooming gangs. I was like, what's a grooming gang? These are gangs of Muslims who roam the streets and will accost, attack, even rape young girls, and then you know, compel them to be a part of their you know, I suppose their sex trafficking, their harem, or whatever the case may be. And the it's a terrible problem. This is what we're facing here in America, but we have time to deal with this.
Wait, what you were just describing with that grooming gang and so forth, that's in England, correct?
Yes, that's in England. It could be in other European countries, I don't know, but that's the gentleman I was speaking to was from the UK, yeah.
And so we have time in America before it gets to that kind of situation. Mike Johnson is a speaker of the House of Representatives. I understand he recently said something to the effect of Sharia law is not compatible with American law, and, you know, here in America we are, at least theoretically, governed by the Constitution. So how could this be a threat? Just asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mike Johnson is 100% correct. In fact, a Supreme Court justice, United States Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson, back in the 1950s, stated that the law of the Middle East is incompatible with the you know, the rights of the Constitution. And so this is true. Sharia is the highest law. It's supposedly from Allah. All man-made law must submit. Therefore, you know, Muslims are sworn to Sharia. So the U.S. Constitution to a devout Muslim must be secondary. And we have, you know, there are Muslim leaders on record of saying this. And furthermore, you know, Sharia doesn't allow for individual rights and individual liberties. There are classes of citizens. Men are at the top. Women are, you know, at the bottom, I guess. Unbelievers are second-class citizens. And there's no due process. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of assembly. There's no freedom of the press. There's none of this in under Sharia. Everything is subordinate to that religion. And, you know, that's why we see such incredible human rights abuses taking place there in Iran and other you know, fundamentalist Muslim nations, like when they had the caliph supposedly from ISIS, and they're beheading people on the street. Forcing women in Afghanistan to wear full-length black burqas, head to toe, covering even their face, or else they'd be, you know, executed publicly. You know, the public execution of political dissidents and or even people who protest, not necessarily dissident. You know, just unbelievable. Torture is legal. Everything for Islam, and this is, we've got to wake up and become realistic about what we're facing here.
Recently, there's been this whole big thing going on in Iran with President Trump working overtime to make sure that they don't have nuclear weapons. And there was a recent memorial event that you have warned about at a Shiite mosque in Dearborn, Michigan, where the speaker honored the, you know, the late Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And that's interesting. You know, we're kind of at war with them, and yet we've got people inside our own country, maybe even American citizens, perhaps, that are extolling the enemy. Interesting.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's pretty stunning, really. That happened. But, you know, Dearborn has one of the highest concentrations of Muslims in America. And there's several, many radical mosques and imams there. And they not only praised the Ayatollah, they called America satanic. Okay. So our enemy sees the conflict. They understand the ideological war and even the kinetic war that is unfolding. And we, you know, I think the problem, Jerry, is that in the West, we understand a little bit of civil rights, civil liberties, and unalienable rights, and we've lived in it for so long that it's hard for us to really imagine people thinking in a way like Islam teaches. And so we don't want to deal with it intellectually or politically, and so we'd rather just claim, oh, it's a religion of peace, and these are just radicals. These are the extremists, you know, and we don't have to worry about them because they're just the fringe. But sadly, it is not the case. Just like we had college kids across America demonstrating on campuses, burning buildings, trashing buildings, all in the name of Hamas, a bloodthirsty terrorist regime in Gaza, claiming, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Our people in America now are so uninformed and so poorly educated that they don't even know what they're talking about, and they're swallowing the Muslim propaganda on social media and in our classrooms hook, line, and sinker. And to think that Hamas is morally superior to the state of Israel is just unbelievable, but it's what we're dealing with here. So we've got to start sounding the alarm on this.
Tell us about some of these recent attacks by jihadists in various places here in America.
Yeah, well, people will remember, I think, that we had two U.S. National Guard soldiers shot in the head point blank by a Muslim immigrant in Washington, D.C. No cause, no reason, just cold-blooded murder in the name of jihad. And then we had another Muslim immigrant in Austin go in and shoot up a restaurant, killing 15 innocent people. We had another Muslim immigrant, you know, murder that woman on a bus. Now, he was probably mentally ill, but nonetheless, and on it goes. I believe it was at Mardi Gras not too long ago when we had a Muslim drive his vehicle into a crowd, killed a few people. And, you know, this goes, it's just never ending. I was just speaking to someone from France the other day, reminded me about the attack that took place in Nice several years ago, where a truck drove into a crowd there and killed, 150 people or whatever the number was. So, have we already forgotten 9/11? It's just a matter of degree and scope. But if we don't wake up to this threat, what are we going to do? And we've got to get realistic about it, is my view, and get educated about it and start calling this thing out for what it is and, realize that it is a threat to our freedom. We're going to be going, Americans now, Jerry, I'm sorry to be droning on.
No, that's okay. We have 10 seconds left, sir. Go ahead.
The birth rate of Americans today is under 2. It's less than what it needs to grow our population. Islamic birth rate is 5 or 6. So we're going to be in the same state as Britain, France, and other countries within just a few years if we don't do something about this.
All right. Richard Harris, truthandliberty.net, richardharrisministries.com. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.